I'm Jesse Tucker, and I have some sort of position. I'm the managing editor of Sacred Music, so that works not. Right. So, of course, this is the evening so many of us in this room have waited for this entire year. I mean, if you thought about anything else, I mean, it's all that matters, right, in some way. And here we are at last. I wonder if there's some people who, if you could raise your hands if you've never come to the Sacred Music Club. So this is like 97%. Right. I understand this because sometimes, I don't know about you, when I plunge into a new venue and you're a little unsure about who these people are, what they're doing, you feel a little bit like the outsider. And you feel like everybody knows each other, and you're sort of alone. At least that's what I felt when I went to new elementary school in second grade, and it was part of my whole life. So I just want you to understand that so many of us really are new. At some point of our lives, we're all new. In fact, Kathy Reinheimer, where is she? Oh, okay, so this is Kathy Reinheimer. There was a time not too many years ago at the colloquium when I... actually, Arlene had persuaded me to leave the beginning chant class. I think I had been in there 3 or 4 years, and said, it's time for you to move on to intermediate, you know. And I was sitting next to Kathy Reinheimer, and I leaned over to her, and I said, I'm sorry, I still can't figure out where the half step is in this four note, in the four line thing. And during a break, she explained it to me, and that was it. You know, I could read news from then on, so I feel a sense of devotion to her. She's my mentor, my teacher. So tonight it's my great pleasure to introduce, well, first of all, how many of you know the name Arlene Ostzinner? I bet every one of you, right? Here she is, in the flesh. With this evening is that last year, I think I took about an hour and a half on my introductory remarks, so it limited me to about 7.5 minutes. I would like to introduce for you the faculty, and I have to ask you not to applaud between, unless you just feel that it's just impossible to resist the urge, but we have so many legendary people, legendary conductors, and people who will be your mentors this week. First of all, the MC for the week is Father Brian Austin of the Fraternity of St. Peter. Please stand, Father Austin. And he'll help us out with making sure we do everything absolutely correctly in both the extraordinary and the ordinary forms. Have a little oversight in that respect as well, right? Okay, so Wilco Brouwers from the Netherlands is the teacher of the Advanced Women. This is Wilco Brouwers. He's teaching the Advanced Women's Chant and also the Jascan's Misa Ave Maristella, which is certainly the most exotic of all of the polyphonic mass settings we'll do this week. So if you feel yourself to be an exotic, you know, sort of polyphonic singer, you might want to consider his choir, a legendary conductor, certainly. And then Horst Buchholz, who's from the St. Louis Cathedral, of course. We'd like stamps so that everybody can see Professor Horst Buchholz. Yes. And his focus this week was on the Lotte Misa Brevis, and then many motets as well. A brilliant organ and improviser and a world-class musician. He'll also be working on the Credo from the Bird Mass for Sunday, which the Lotte Mass is the first polyphonic Mass we'll do this week. And by comparison to the other two polyphonic Masses, this is the one that's a little bit more accessible. And yet, one of the most difficult pieces of the week is reserved for a horse choir on Sunday. So if you're considering this choir, think about those. A new faculty member this year, Charles Cole from Westminster and Brompton Oratory. Charles Cole. He'll also be teaching the Advanced Men Schola. Aristotle Esguerra. It just came in just a few minutes ago. There he is, Aristotle. Right. So, right. Aristotle's from New York, but it turns out he moved to the Midwest, and he's something like the chant king of the Midwest. Everywhere he goes, I mean, he's recognized, you know, and he has to turn down gigs, you know, just constantly. And I believe, am I right, that your wedding is in 2 weeks, next week? 2 weeks. Week and a half. So he has his priorities right. First the colloquium, then... David Hughes. David Hughes. There he is. David Hughes. From St. Mary's. And he'll be teaching the intermediate women this year. All-around musician. Great jazz improviser. I mean, you should see him just tear through the OCP Missalette. In many ways, Anne Lubinsky, legendary organist. Where are you? Legends really are our link to tradition in so many ways here. And then, of course, the distinguished William Mart, Professor Mart. So, this week affords you the opportunity to be in his presence, to learn from him, to study with him, a man who has sustained the chant tradition through all these years. With his own choir, and this week he'll be conducting the Vespers choir. This year he's chosen Spanish polyphonic Vespers, and I sang in his choir last year. It's like nothing else you will ever experience, and it's a very rare opportunity. I'm sure most of us in this room have never attended a polyphonic Vespers, but now's your chance to sing in one, arranged and put together under William Mart. So Jeffrey Morris, who's from Sacramento, a conductor at Sacramento Parish that specializes in the extraordinary form of a student of Mary Berry. He is not here because he developed a very sort of 19th century style leg injury and could not join us, and it's breaking his heart. And I'm sure he would love to hear from you. His email address is moravochis@mac.com. We are also looking forward to seeing him and being with him. If you'd like to drop him a note and tell him how much we miss him, we hope to see him next year. Cecilia Nam. She is directing the beginning polyphony choir. If you've never sung in a polyphony choir before, it might be a good spot for you. She's a wonderful teacher, and of course, she is also a vocal trainer, so she can help you sing better. And I tell you, there's nothing like actually being around somebody who's more interested in your voice than you are. It's very flattering. Arlene Ost-Zenner is my own Schola conductor. Arlene, she's conducting intermediate men this year at the colloquium, and speaking as an intermediate man myself, I can promise you that you will learn from her, and she's a wonderful teacher. So she's conducting the intermediate men's school. Father Robert Paisley, you have already met. Father Paisley is our chaplain, and he's also the pastor of Mater Ecclesia. And one in many ways, you know, that old-fashioned thing is a great priest who also sings the Mass. You know, isn't that just great? May it be an example to all people in the world. And our dear friend Jonathan Ryan, I don't suppose he's come yet, right? And he's still on the road, right? A mishap along the way. You will meet him later in the week. Edward Schaefer is from the University of Florida, made his mark in the world at Gonzaga, and is a beloved polyphonic conductor. He's teaching the bird mass for four voices. Ed Schaefer, could you stand, please? There he is. Yes. It's the sort of thing that no matter when you in life studied with polyphony with him and sang him one of his choirs, you never stopped talking about it. So all year long, after people discovered he was teaching here, I kept getting emails and phone calls of excitement to study under him. The bird mass, very difficult, but he's also teaching a semiology breakout session. Paul Weber. I looked at my iPhone a few minutes ago and I saw that he had sent me a text. I'm completely ignoring it, so I'm sure he has very good reason for not being here. But he'll be doing the organ recital later tonight. Jeffrey Ostrowski, you all know his name, right? From the University of Watershed. Where is that hero of our time? There he is. Hardest working track conductor in America, and is a benefactor to us all with his editions. And he'll be documenting the week and of all things, doing photography and all sorts of things. He's also very good at answering questions. So one of the things that happens this week, you'll hear lots of vocabulary you've never heard before. You know, musicians in this world talk in a strange way. They use all kinds of terms that you may or may not have ever heard. So he's the kind of person you can go to and say, Jeffrey, I don't know, can you tell me, what is the response? What is the thing we're hearing about the auditorium? Is there such a thing as that? I don't know. And Father Austin, by the way, is also a very pastoral person in that respect. So very good respect to vocabulary and helping you through what could otherwise be a traumatic experience. Truly, many people are here, I think, a little bit reluctantly because it's you don't know anybody else. If you're here alone, and really, if you can look around the room during social hours, you see somebody standing by himself or herself, go up to them, welcome the person, make him or her feel welcome, and draw that person into your world so that we can all kind of be part of a more common experience. This is not like any music event you've ever been to. So many music events, there's a lot of one-upmanship, you know, who's who, what's what do I know that you don't know, so I can, you know, kind of show off for you. That does not go on here. Because in so many ways, all of us feel tremendously humble and deeply ignorant in the face of this vast tradition, which knows so much more than we do. So we're all students here, including the faculty. I would like to talk a little bit more about the musical aspects, but I think Arlene has some specific details you'd like to go through now, or would you like to wait? Now a good time? Okay. Arlene Ost-Zinner, hero to us all.
Most of all, Well, Kyle Murphy, where are you, Kyle? Kyle is our bookstore manager, and will make various very practical announcements through the week, so please listen to him because he's always right. And last but not least at all is Ryan Murphy, who is responsible for making sure that we had wine here tonight. Without him, there would have been no wine. And I'll turn this back over to you, Jeffrey. 1 minute. No.
By the whole open bar thing. What was that about? That was very unusual. I think that's probably the first time in the history of the CMA it's anything like that's ever happened. So one of the very special guests tonight. As you all know, we're living in a time of dramatic transition, right? The old days are passing. We're entering into a new epoch. We have a new missile that will visit us, Advent 1, and if you've had a chance to look at it, like I have, it makes it difficult week to week to bear up under the strain of waiting and patience. So this week, our very special guest, and who will be addressing us later in the week to explain and help us understand a little bit more about this missile. And I should say, you know, that we're all very fortunate to be alive, to be living through this time. You know, I think I can imagine our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren coming up to us and saying, do you really remember when the missile came about? Sure. I was around. Oh, yeah, I remember that old one. Dude, what was it like? So, a great scholar, great singer, who has helped shepherd this missile into being, is here with us tonight and throughout the week. I'm speaking of Monsignor Andrew Wadsworth. You all want to give him a standing ovation. I understand. There are many musical aspects to cover tonight. I hope that you would read your packet and see if you can discern which chant scroll you would like to be a part of. We tried to make it as precise as possible, but as I was reading through it tonight, I wondered if maybe the sentences related to the advanced chant were slightly too intimidating. I don't know. You know, but when you read that, it seems like, oh my goodness, I could never sing for the advanced chant scroll. I don't have nearly enough experience. So, of course, nobody can make that judgment for you. You just have to look through and decide for yourself. But I think we will have overstepped things if it turns out that there are only 3 or 4 singers in the advanced chant groups, you know. Sometimes it's good to reach beyond what you think you can do, because after all, you are here to learn. And this is a kind of like a full immersion. You know, if you're going into another country, the best way to learn the language is full immersion. So think of your choosing your chant scholars on that basis. And similarly with the polyphony scholars, how many of you tonight have yet to decide precisely which polyphony choir you're going to sing in? Yeah, so there's quite a number. And we could try to slice and dice it, you know, right now, who the altos, who the tenors, but in past experience, it seems as if that all changes, you know, overnight in any case. So I would just ask that as you choose your scholars, if you find yourself in a situation where there are just far too many or far too few, make your adjustments, and things will settle down, I think, probably by the second day. But just, you know, be sensitive to how many singers are in each section and what other scholars might be doing along the way. And you can certainly talk to the conductors this evening to find out any precise musical demands that might be wary of. The agenda I have here to talk about, but I think I'm not going to go into that in any detail. Suffice it to say that we'll start with an English Mass. We're trying to give a full presentation of all the forms of the prophets for the English Mass that have come available really in the last few years. You know, for so many years there was no way to really to sing the prophets in English, thanks to digital downloads, and also today for the first time I've seen the first two books that have been printed in print for providing proffers for the ordinary poor, the Simple English Proffers, and also the Simple Poor Gradual. We have those out there. I unwrapped those with great ceremony earlier today. I haven't seen them before. They're available for you. But First Mass will use both of those sets of proffers. And as we go through the week, you will experience mostly Latin Masses in the ordinary form and the extraordinary form. And I think Father Paisley will discuss that a little bit here. So I would just like to say one other thing concerning the book sale. And it concerns a raffle. Where's that book? Oh, here we go. So this is the wonderful thing. You know, we tend to take the gradual for granted. Oh, sure, that's always existed. Well, it hasn't always existed. And after the Council of Trent, the Roman paper made a bit of a mess of the gradual. It was restored in 1908 under the research by Salem, and then also Dom Pontier, who was by 1908 moved to the Vatican, and arranged for the Vatican edition to come out. You know that was the first and last gradual. I don't know about the first. It was the last gradual that came out from the Vatican. And the 20th century is certainly the only gradual, the music book of the Roman Rite, to appear and be printed by the Vatican. It is absolutely impossible to get a copy today. You can look on eBay forever, you can't find it. Most of the 1908 graduates were printed by Salem, which picked up the slack, you know, very quickly after the Vatican print ran out. The Vatican edition has no markings in it, has no epizemas, dots, and anything like that. It's very rare. Some people prefer the same. Well, we have, this week, we have an original 1908 Vatican gradual, bound in leather, and with gold printing. It's a very beautiful edition. It's the edition that we scan to put online to satisfy the many singers around the world that just can't sing with that same reason. But in any case, we do have a 1908 gradual. It's very rare. Beautiful binding. We will have it available for you to look at. In any case, we were trying to decide what to do with it. We decided to have a raffle. So, tickets are $2 each. We will draw for the owner of this gradual at the end of the conference on Sunday morning. So those are available in the bookstore. I hope that this isn't amounts of silence. Yes? Kyle has a special deal on raffle tickets. 30 tickets for $50. Okay. And we'll have it up there for you to examine and look at. I think that's it for me, and I would like to introduce now Paisley to complete the picture for you.